That's one fine frame. One fine frame, that is. How much does it fine frame like that cost, do you think?
I never told you, but you sound a little like Dr. Seuss when you're drunk.
Anna, I'm serious. Serious I am, Anna.
I'd say it cost at least a couple hundred.
I'm going to read it for you.
Do I really sound like Dr. Seuss?
In recognition of his outstanding achievement in the field of child psychology,
mm-hmm.
his dedication to his work, and his continuing efforts to improve the quality of life. His continuing efforts to improve the quality of life for countless children and their families, the city of Philadelphia proudly bestows upon its son, Dr. Malcolm Crowe, that's you, the merest citation for professional excellence. They called you their son.
Wow. We should hang it in the bathroom.
This is an important night for us. Finally, someone is recognizing the sacrifices you've made. That you have put everything second, including me, for those families that they're talking about. They're also saying that my husband has a gift. You have a gift that teaches children how to be strong in situations where most adults would piss on themselves. I believe what they wrote is real.
Thank you. I would like some wine in a glass. Mm-hmm. I would not like it in a mug. I would not like it in a jug.
Look.
This is 47 Locust Street. You've broken a window and entered a private residence.
You don't know so many things.
There are no needles or prescription drugs of any kind in this house.
Do you know why you're afraid when you're alone? I do.
What do you want?
What he promised me! I want what he promised.
Oh, my God.
Do I know you?
Don't you know me, hero? Don't you even remember your own patience? Downtown clinic. Single-parent family. Possible mood disorder. I was afraid. You told me I was having trouble coping with my parents' divorce. You were wrong. You were wrong. Now look at me! I don't want to be afraid no more.
Just give me a minute.
I waited 10 years for you. I'm not giving you nothing!
Ben freaking...
Mm-hmm. some people, they call me freak.
Ransom?
I am. I am a freak, look at.
Vincent Gray. I do remember you. Quiet. Very smart. Compassionate. Unusually compassionate.
You forgot cursed. You failed me. You failed me!
Vincent, I'm sorry if I was... if I didn't help you. But if you just... let me try. You just give me a chance.
Oh, God.
Don't talk. Shh.
It's okay, Cole. My name is Dr. Malcolm Crowe. We were supposed to meet today, but I missed our appointment. Sorry.
You know, in the olden days, in Europe, people used to hide out in churches. They would claim sanctuary.
What were they hiding from?
Bad people, mostly. People that wanted to put them in jail. Hurt them. Noticed your eyeglasses. They don't have any lenses in them.
They're my dad's. The lenses hurt my eyes.
What were you talking about with your soldiers when I came in?
De profundis clamo ad te, Domine. It's called Latin.
All your soldiers speak Latin?
No. Just one. Are you a good doctor?
Well, I used to be.
I won an award once from the mayor. Had an expensive frame.
I'm gonna see you again, right?
If that's okay with you.
Directions generally slow between number 3 and number 2. Route 1 immediate.
Cole. Cole. Hey, your Cocoa Puffs are getting soggy. Poor baby.
Pop-Tarts.
They're right here.
Oh. What are you thinking, Mama?
Lots of things.
Anything bad about me?
I was not thinking something bad about you. Got it?
Got it. That's Tommy.
Okay, you tuck it in. Hey, Cole! You want this?
Thank you.
freak. How'd you like that arm around the shoulder bit?
I just made that up. I went with it. It's great actors do. It's called improv. Baby, how was your day?
You know, you can tell me things if you need to. Oh, you know what I did today? I won the Pennsylvania lottery in the morning. I quit my jobs. And I ate a big picnic in the park with lots of chocolate mixed pie. And then I swim in the fountain all afternoon. What do?
I was picked first for kickball teams at recess. I hit a grand slam to win the game. Everybody lifted me up on their shoulders and carried me around cheering.
In that case, I am going to make you some triangle pancakes. We got an hour.
Hi. What's it? Don't feel like talking today? Want to play a game? It's a mind-reading game. Here's how it works. I read your mind. If what I say is right, you take one step towards a chair. If what I say is wrong, you take one step back towards the doorway. If you reach the chair, you sit down. If you reach the door, you can go. Want to play? Okay. When your mother and father were first divorced, your mom went to see a doctor like me, and he didn't help her. So you think I'm not going to be able to help you? You're worried that she said she told him things. Things she couldn't tell anyone else. Secrets. You have a secret, but you don't want to tell me. Your dad gave you that watch as a present just before he went away.
You forgot it in the drawer. Doesn't work.
You keep pretty quiet in school, but you're a good student. You've never really been in any serious trouble.
were supposed to draw a picture. Anything we wanted. I drew a man. Got hurt in the neck by another man with a screwdriver.
You saw that on TV, Cole?
Everyone got upset. They had a meeting. Mom started crying. I don't draw like that anymore.
How do you draw now?
Draw. People smiling. Dogs running. Rainbows. They don't have meetings about rainbows.
No. I guess they don't.
What am I thinking now?
I don't know what you're thinking now.
I was thinking, you're nice. But you can't help me.
I thought you meant the other Italian restaurant I asked you to marry me in. Seem to keep track of time. And I didn't have a very good session today. They're both so similar. Same mannerism, same expression, same things hanging over their head. I think it might be some kind of abuse. Cole has scratches on his arm. I think they might be fingernail cuts. Defensive cuts, maybe. I don't know. Maybe a teacher or a neighbor. I don't think it's the mother. I've seen her with him and it doesn't seem to fit. Or I could just be wrong. Maybe he's just a kid who likes to climb trees a lot. I've been a little distant. I know that it makes you mad. I just feel like I'm being given a second chance and I don't want it to slip away. Anna.
Happy anniversary.
Stop looking at me. I don't like when people look at me like that.
Okay.
I walked this way to school with Tommy Tomasino.
He's your best buddy?
He hates me.
Do you hate him?
No.
Did your mom set that up?
Yes.
Did you ever talk to your mom about how things are with Tommy?
I don't tell her things.
Why not?
Because she doesn't look at me like everybody else, and I don't want her to. I don't want her to know.
Know what?
That I'm a freak.
Hey. You are not a freak. Okay? Don't you believe anybody that tries to convince you of that. That's bullshit. You don't have to go through your life believing that. Okay?
You said the S word.
Yeah. I know. Sorry.
So your dad lives in Pittsburgh with a lady that works in a toll booth.
I wonder if she has to pee when she's working. I think she just holds it.
I don't know.
Just thinking about that myself.
You ask a lot of questions about Dad today. How come?
Well, sometimes we do things to draw attention, to express our feelings about certain issues, divorce, whatever. For example, a person might leave something on a desk for someone else to find. Do you know what free association writing is, Cole?
No.
Free association writing is when you take a pencil in your hand and you put the pencil to a piece of paper and you start writing. And you don't look at what you're writing or think about what you're writing. You just keep your hand moving. And after a while, keep your hand moving long enough, words and thoughts start coming out that you didn't even know you had in you. Could be something you heard somewhere else or feelings you had deep inside of you. Have you ever done any free association writing, Cole?
Yes.
What did you write?
Upset words.
Did you ever write any upset words before your father left?
I don't remember.
Can you do something for me? I want you to think about what you want to get out of our time together. What our goals should be.
Something I want?
If you could change something in your life, anything at all, what would it be?
Instead of something I want, can it be something I don't want? I don't want to be scared anymore.
You gonna get that? Are you gonna get that?
Hi. Don't you see enough of me at the store?
Yeah, I'm on my way out to the flea market in the Amish country, and I thought maybe you want to come along and show me how to buy it, one of these things.
I don't know if I can deal with the Amish today. You can't curse or spit or anything around them.
I just figured maybe you just wanted to get out and get some air, because you'd seemed kind of down lately.
I'm okay.
All right. So do you think maybe I should stop by on my way back, show you what I got? Because that wouldn't be a problem.
No, I can see him on Monday.
Sure, yeah, it's fine. I'm just... Okay, so I guess I'm going to get going then, and I'll speak to you later.
Okay. Don't step in the horse manure.
Oh, thank you very much.
Keep moving, cheese dick.
Can anybody guess what city was capital of the United States of America from 1790 to 1800? I'll give you a hint. It's the city you live in.
Philadelphia.
Right, right. Philadelphia is one of the oldest cities in this country. A lot of generations have lived here and died here. Almost any place you go in the city has a history and a story behind it. Even the school and the grounds it sits on. Can anyone guess what this building was used for 100 years ago, before you went to school here? Before I went to this school, even. Yes, Cole.
They used to hang people here.
No, that's not correct. Where'd you hear that?
They'd pull the people in crying and kissing their families by. People watching. Spit at them.
Cole, this building was a legal courthouse. Laws were passed here, some of the very first laws of this country. This whole building was full of lawyers, lawmakers.
They were the ones that hanged everybody.
I don't know which one of these guys told you that, but they were just trying to scare you.
I don't like people looking at me like that.
Like what?
Stop it!
I don't know how else to look.
You're a stuttering Stanley.
Excuse me?
You talked funny when you went to school here. You talked funny all the way to high school.
What?
You shouldn't look at people. It makes them feel bad.
How did you...
Stop looking at me!
Who have you been speaking to?
Stuttering Stanley! Stuttering Stanley! Stuttering Stanley! Stuttering Stanley!
Stop that!
Big guy. How's it going?
I don't want to talk about anything right now.
Okay. You like magic? Observe. Magic penny. Looks like an ordinary penny. But I do my little magic shake and... Now it's in my right hand. But that's not the end of the magic trick. I do another little shake and... Right there in the vest pocket. That's not the end of the magic trick. I do another little shake... And right back in the left hand where it started.
That isn't magic.
What are you talking about? Of course it's magic.
You just kept the penny in that hand the whole time.
Think so?
I didn't know you were funny.
Malcolm, sit your cute butt down and listen up. No doubt about it. Anna is like my sister. And you better make her happy. And I'm not talking about no, this tastes like real butter kind of happy. I'm talking about, where's that girl? Julie Andrews, twirling around like a mental patient on a mountaintop kind of happy. Now that's the kind of happy I'm talking about. Shh, come here. Shh. Don't tell her I told you. But she said she knew she loved you from the first time she met you on the street. She'd do anything for you. I love you guys. My nose is running dry. Thank you.
gave you the magic stick. The penny is here from my pocket, all the way back to the hand it started. That's stupid. It's supposed to be funny. It's stupid. I want my penny back.
He doesn't get invited places, so it's our pleasure. Last time was a Chuck E. Cheese party a year ago. He hid in one of those purple plastic tunnels and didn't come out.
Chuck E. who?
Cheese. It's a kid's place. Excuse me. Sorry.
Always gets his own trailer.
For what?
He's placed to think about his character alone.
He only had one line.
Darren, check it out.
Oh, yeah. My dad made me invite him. Happy birthday, Derek.
Is there something you want to see in there?
No.
We're going to put on a pretend play. Want to be in it?
Okay.
It's called Locked in the Dungeon.
Yeah, Cole, and you get to be the one locked in the dungeon.
Would indicate he did not have a seizure. He's doing fine. Have just some rest. He could go home tonight. There's some cuts and bruises on your son that are concerning me.
Man.
Yeah, those are from sports. I'm a bad mother.
Mrs. Sloan over there? She's a social worker with the hospital. And she's going to ask you a couple procedural questions.
What happened to my child today? Something was happening to him. Physically happening. Something was very wrong.
Hey.
Did your father used to tell you bedtime stories? Once upon a time, there was this young prince. And he decided that he wanted to go for a drive. And he got his driver, and they started driving a lot. And they drove so much that he fell asleep. And then he woke up, and he realized they were still driving. This was a very long trip.
Dr. Crow? You haven't told bedtime stories before.
Not too many, no.
We have to add some twists and stuff.
Okay. Some twists. Like what kind of twists? Give me an example.
Maybe they run out of gas.
They run out of gas. That's good, because they're driving, right?
Okay, tell me a story about why you're sad.
You think I'm sad? What makes you think that?
Your eyes told me.
Not supposed to talk about stuff like that. Once upon a time, there was this person named Malcolm. He worked with children. He loved it. He loved it more than anything else. And then one night he found out that he made a mistake with one of them. Couldn't help that one. And he can't stop thinking about it. He can't forget. Ever since then, things have been different. He's not the same person that he used to be. And his wife doesn't like the person that he's become. They barely speak anymore. They're like strangers. And then one day, Malcolm meets this wonderful little boy. Really cool little boy. Reminds him a lot of the other one. And Malcolm decides to try and help this new boy. Because he feels that if he can help this new boy, be like helping that other one too.
Where's the story end?
Of course.
home. His pathology is more severe than initially assessed. Suffering from visual hallucinations, paranoia, some kind of school-age schizophrenia. Medication and hospitalization may be required. I'm not helping him.
Hi, this is Lynn Sear, Cole's mom. I'd like to talk to you about your boy and his friends keeping their goddamn hands off my son.
Mama?
No. Dinner is not ready. What are you gonna do? You can't hurt me anymore!
Lenny, you're a terrible husband! Lenny! Look what you made me do! Lenny!
Okay.
Once there was a boy, very different from all the other boys. He lived in the jungle, and he could speak to the animals.
Do you think the play sucked big time?
What?
Tommy Tomasimo acted in a cough syrup commercial. He said everyone was self-conscious and unrealistic. He said the place sucked big time.
This Tommy kid sounds like a real punk. I thought the play was excellent. Better than Cats.
Cats?
Never mind. Cole, I was really interested in what you told me at the hospital. I'd like to hear more about it. Cole?
On the back of your neck.
Yes.
And the tiny hairs on your arm, you know, when they stand up.
Yes.
That's them. When they get mad. It gets cold.
Sure they're there.
Gentle, fast, effective.
Cole.
Oh, I don't care what they say, this thing is broken. Take them off. I don't want them on my table. I saw what was in your bureau drawer when I was cleaning. Got something you want to confess? The bumblebee pendant? Why do you keep taking it? It was Grandma's. You know, what if it broke? You know how sad I'd be.
You'd cry because you miss Grandma so much.
Right.
Sometimes people think they lose things,
and they're really going to lose them, it just gets moved.
So did you move the bumblebee pendant?
Okay, Matt.
So who moved it this time? Maybe someone came in our house, took the bumblebee pendant out of my closet, and placed it nicely in your drawer.
Maybe.
God, I am so tired, Cole. I'm tired in my body. I'm tired in my mind. I'm tired in my heart. I need some help. You know, I don't know if you noticed, but our little family isn't doing so good. I mean, I've been praying, but I must not be praying right. Looks like we're just going to have to answer each other's prayers. If we can't talk to each other, we're not going to make it. Now tell me, baby. I won't get mad, honey. Did you take the bumblebee pendant?
No.
You've had enough roast beef. You need to leave the table. Go! Come on.
Mama? If you're not very mad, they're sleeping in your bed tonight.
Look at my face. I'm not very mad. Baby, why are you shaking? Cole, what's wrong? Oh, God. Please tell me. Oh, please. Oh. It's Edwardian. Beautifully worked with mine-cut diamonds and an actual color Burmese sapphire. It's timeless.
Got anything a little plainer?
Plainer? You want a plain ring to go with your plain fiancé? Is that how it is?
Oh, baby. Don't get an antici. You're so beautiful. You're like a Burmese sapphire all by yourself. You don't need all that.
Uh-huh. Why don't you try it on and see how you both feel about it? There, how does that feel? I think this piece communicates a longing. I imagine that the woman who owned it loved a man that she couldn't be with. Does he have wavy hair and chestnut eyes?
What?
I don't know, but a lot of the pieces in the store communicate, and I think you should choose a piece that speaks to you. I think maybe when people own things and then they pass away, a part of themselves gets printed on those things. Like fingerprints. I'll just wrap it up.
You don't need a guy with a master's. You need a wrestler with a neck larger than his head.
No, I need a wrestler with a master's.
What's this?
Happy birthday.
From you?
Mm-hmm.
first edition.
Wow. Well, this is too much.
No. Took it out of your Christmas bonus.
Mine is perfect, Anna. Thanks.
What do you want more than anything?
I don't know.
I told you what I want.
I know what I want. I want to be able to talk to my wife again. The way we used to talk to each other. Like there was no one else in the world except us.
How are you going to do that?
Can't be your doctor anymore. I haven't paid enough attention to my family. Bad things happen when you do that. Do you understand? I'm going to transfer you. I know two psychologists.
Don't fail me. Don't give up. You're the only one who can help me. I know it.
I can't help you. Someone else can help you.
You believe me, right? Dr. Crowe, you believe my secret, right?
I don't know how to answer that call. You're afraid when you're alone. I do.
I'm sorry about that, Vincent. I hope I didn't leave you alone too long. It's cold in here. Vincent, why are you crying? Sorry about that, Vincent. I hope I didn't leave you alone too long. It's cold in here. Vincent? It's cold in here. Nah, you know what? I never liked them either. When I was a kid, I had this blood test done. And I threw up chili cheese fries all over this male nurse.
Excuse me, Dr. Reed is online too.
Vincent, will you excuse me? I have to take this, just give me a minute, okay?
Okay.
been running around? Make you feel better?
I like to run around. It's good exercise.
Do you want to ask me questions now? Want to be a Lance Corporal in Company M 3rd Battalion 7th Marines? We're being dispatched into the Kwangnam Province.
Maybe later.
Something happened, didn't it? You wigging out?
Yes. I think I am.
Do you know what yo no quiero morir means? Spanish. It means I don't want to die. What do you think these ghosts want when they talk to you? I want you to think about it, Cole. I want you to think about it really carefully. What do you think they want?
Just help.
That's right. That's what I think, too. They just want help, even the scary ones. And I think I might know a way to make them go away.
How?
Listen to them.
What if they don't want help? What if they're just angry and they just want to hurt somebody?
I don't think that's the way it works.
How do you know for sure?
I don't.
Hmm.
I'm feeling much better now. Do you want to tell me something?
I guess she did.
Get some water.
That's your sister.
You know, when I went through this with my father's cancer, I just can't imagine a child being in bed for 2 years.
How many doctors?
I think it was six.
Six different doctors?
I think so, yes.
I just heard the little one is falling ill now.
God help him.
Don't go home, okay?
I definitely won't.
mister. Excuse me, mister. Are you Kara's daddy? It's for you. She wanted to tell you something.
My friends. Oh, well, how about this? We can dance for a little bit, and if you don't like the way I dance, you can kick me. Oh, okay then. Lunch, Kara. Feeling much better now? That's so great, honey. Serve your food. Can I go outside and eat this?
Well, I don't know. You know how you get sick in the afternoons. We'll see. Don't say that it tastes funny, you know. I don't need to hear that. Sammy's mom called.
You were keeping her sick.
Did she said. She looked out for you.
Is Kara coming back?
Not anymore.
Frank. Yeah, I think that's enough. That's enough makeup.
They're calling for the stable boy.
Yes, hurry.
Who were you talking to?
Just practicing my lines. Thanks for giving me this part, Mr. Cunningham.
You know, when I went to school here, there was a terrible fire in the section of the theater. They rebuilt the whole thing.
Yeah, I know.
only he who is pure of heart can take the sword from the stone. Let the boy try.
He's a stable boy. Cleans up after the horses.
Silence, village idiot. Let the boy step forward. How you can talk to your wife. Wait till she's asleep. Then she'll listen to you and she won't even know it.
Not gonna see you anymore, am I?
I think we said everything we needed to say. Maybe it's time to say thanks to someone closer to you.
Maybe we can pretend like we're going to see each other tomorrow. Just for pretend.
Nobody got hurt. You're very quiet. Your madam is to play, aren't you? I have two jobs, baby. You know how important they are for us. I'd give anything to have been there.
I'm ready to communicate with you now.
Communicate?
Tell you my secrets?
What is it?
You know the accident up there?
Yeah.
Someone got hurt.
They did?
A lady. She died.
Oh my God, but you can see her?
Yes.
Where is she?
Standing next to my window.
Cole, you're scaring me.
They scare me too sometimes.
They?
Ghosts.
You see ghosts, Cole?
They want me to do things for them.
They talk to you? They tell you to do things?
They're the ones that used to hurt me. What are you thinking, Mama? You think I'm a freak?
Look at my face. I would never think that about you. Ever. Got it?
Got it. Grandma says hi. She says she's sorry for taking the bumblebee pendant. She just likes it a lot.
What?
Grandma comes to visit me sometimes.
Oh, that's very wrong. Grandma's gone, you know that.
I know. She wanted me to tell you.
Oh, please.
She wanted me to tell you she saw you dance. She said, when you were little, you and her had a fight right before your dance recital. You thought she didn't come to see you dance. She did. She hid in the back so you wouldn't see. She said you were like an angel. She said you came to the place where they buried her. Asked her a question. She said the answer is every day. What did you ask?
Do I make her proud?
Everybody, as most of you know, I'm not used to doing this, and I promised Anna that I'd try not to embarrass her. I'll leave that to her mother. But we do want to thank all of you for coming and for sharing this wonderful day with us. It's bittersweet almost for me because I hate giving her up, and Malcolm's getting a real.
Anna.
I miss you.
I miss you too.
Why, Malcolm?
What? What is it? What?
Why did you leave me?
I didn't leave you.
I see people. They don't know they're
you see them?
Both died. They're everywhere. They only see what they want to see.
Okay, Mikey. Come on. Give me a minute. Something. You were never second. Ever. I love you. You sleep now. Everything will be different in the morning. Thank you.